Hello and welcome to Healing From Within. I am your host, Cheryl Glick, author of The Living Spirit, which shares insights, stories, and techniques to help in your awakening process and to become conscious and aware of universal energy, spiritual communication, and multidimensional healing. I am most pleased and delighted to welcome Dr. Susan Shumsky, author of her newest book, Awaken Your Third Eye. Dr. Shumsky has dedicated her life to helping people take command of their lives in powerful, positive ways to develop their innate spiritual gifts and is a leader in the field of human potential. Hello, Dr. Shumsky, and thank you for joining us on Healing From Within.
I am thrilled to be here with you today, Cheryl.
My pleasure. Susan, as listeners of this show are aware, my guests and I share personal experiences as we seek to learn more about universal energy and at the same time more about our spiritual and human qualities and our needs in order to access greater intuition, wisdom, and ways for self-investigation and self-mastery of emotions so we may actually begin to create a harmonious, balanced, and purposeful life experience. In today's episode of Healing From Within, Dr. Shumsky, a spiritual teacher and author of 11 books, including Divine Revelation, will share a unique field-proven technology for contacting the divine presence, hearing and testing the inner voice, and receiving clear divine guidance. In today's show, we will explore the third eye in depth to discover the workings of this subtle energy body and its relationship to the physical body. Dr. Shumsky was most blessed for 22 years to study with her mentor, Maharishi Mahesh Yogi, and Dr. Shumsky served on his personal staff for 7 years. Susan, I often like to begin the show by asking my guests to think back to their childhood, to remember an event, a person, or an experience that may have shown them or others their unique gifts or interests that serve them now as adults and leaders in their field. So think back for a minute.
You know, when I was a teenager, when I started to get into spiritual awakening and spiritual experience.
Okay, tell us something about that. Was there any person, a mentor, or any experience that happened that made you know this was the direction for you and what was most you were most passionate about?
Yeah, I mean, the thing is, as a child, I wasn't really interested so much in spiritual things, although I was very much interested in religion, and I wanted to hear the divine voice, and in fact, I even tried to ask God questions, but I didn't get an answer, so I thought either I was unworthy to receive the divine message, or that God wasn't hearing me, or, you know, God was too busy, or any number of things.
Or maybe it just wasn't.
I couldn't hear that inner voice.
Yeah, maybe it just wasn't the right time yet. I mean, everything has a plan and a pattern, and every experience is valuable and not random. So maybe you just had to go along the normal path until it was time. I would think so. Let's go to the title of your new book, Awaken Your Third Eye. What is the third eye? We hear a lot about it, and where is it located? And why is it so important to address information about the third eye?
Right. So the third eye is not located anywhere in the physical world. It's not in the physical body. You have a physical body, and we also have a subtle body. So your third eye is located in your subtle body. It is in one of the layers of your subtle body, which is called the pranamaya kosha, or the energy body. We might translate that as the life force energy body. Prana is the life force energy. They talk about that in India. The name for that in China is qi, and in Japan it's called ki. So this life force energy flows through one of your subtle bodies, and it flows in specific energy conduits or energy tubes. And these tubes, when they intersect and they create plexuses, those are called chakra. So chakra, that word means wheel in Sanskrit, and so it's kind of a center or plexus of energy. And it's called a wheel because it has a hub, and it also has radiations of pranic energy or life force energy. So there are seven major of these chakras in your subtle body, seven major chakras, and the sixth of those seven is called the Ajna chakra, which means the command center, and that's in the very center of your head. In fact, it's associated with the pineal gland. So that's where the third eye is, and what it is the subtle energy center, and it's a very important one because it's called the command center. Ajna chakra means command center. So it's actually regulating your entire endocrine system and thereby regulating your entire physical body.
Well, then again, actually, this prana, or I'm a Reiki practitioner, any form of this type of energy is actually the life force of the body. Without it, we wouldn't be having a physical life. So our subtle energy body or life force or soul presence is really the conduit for everything that we are viewing and being part of in this physical world. It's as important as the physical body, perhaps more important than the physical body. And when we merge both the physical and the spiritual energetic body together, we really can have the best run of this physical life. We can learn to co-create and manifest what it is that we truly desire. But it is in recognizing this energy body that we become aware of who we are as human and spiritual beings. So it's very important that we learn more about the chakras. And we can go on to learn more about the third eye, which is between the eyebrows. You know, if you can't see it, it's not an eye that you can see, and it is in the center of the brain, right? It is at the middle of our brain, seated in the pineal gland, and it makes a connection that brings in energy and intuition, insights, and helps us live this physical life. So how is the pineal gland associated with the third eye? Because that's a physical organ.
Right. So what you're saying about prana is very, very, very true. And that is that in the ancient scriptures of India, it is said that when prana is in the body, that is what is defined as life. And when prana leaves the body, that is what is defined as death. So without that life force energy, without that prana, there is no life. A prana gives motion and it gives heat to the body. When the body dies, there's no motion, there's no heat. So
yes.
Prana is supreme. It's you know, worshipped in India, really. It is supreme as being the energy, the life force energy. So how is the pineal gland associated with the third eye? Yes. The pineal gland is the seat of the third eye, even though the third eye is not really in your physical body. But
right.
If you want to associate it with something physical, it really is regulating your endocrine system. It is called the command center. Ajna chakra is what it's called. And it is located right there in the pineal gland, although it does extend to the front of your head, to the middle of your forehead, and it also extends to the back of your head. So there's various points within the head that are really part of the Ajna system, what we might call the Ajna system. But the chakra itself is seated right there in the pineal gland. That's the point where it's located.
You know, for our listeners out there, I know when I meditate, it doesn't take me long to feel a pull at the third eye and the back of the head. And when I feel that pull, it's like a connection. I know I'm in the zone or sphere of this informational energy of the divine or a higher dimension of life. So I just want those listening to know that could be something you might feel as you work with meditation, whether it's transcendental meditation or other forms of meditation, prayer, relaxation. When you are totally relaxed and you allow yourself you might feel that connection and understand what we're talking about here. Is that so? Do you feel that?
Yes, absolutely. People have various kinds of experiences when their third eye is open. They may see light. They might see it in their mind's eye. They might see it in the middle of their head. They might see it somewhere. It could actually be experienced or seen in any part of the body. They might see the light. They might feel ecstatic experiences going through their body. They might get certain feelings. They might hear divine voice, or
Messages,
they might,
right?
yeah, divine messages, or they might even hear celestial sounds. I mean, there's many different experiences a person can have. The third eye is really the center of all these clairvoyant, clairaudient, and clairsentient experiences, though. Clairvoyant means seeing with supersensory perception or subtle sensory perception. You're going to see, you're going to feel, and you're going to hear. Those are the three basic ways that we receive these messages and we get these experiences. But they're all associated with the third eye. The third eye is the center of all of these supersensory perceptions.
Susan, let's tell our audience out there why it's so important to work on opening up this third eye and what it can offer to us as human beings. Now, it takes effort, it takes work. It's not something that you just say, oh, open up and let's get on with it. It is a progression of understanding energy and a self-investigative process. But why I know I consider it the greatest journey of my life to have discovered this connection to source and energy and to love and compassion and to understand why I'm here on this earth. So why should people try in some way, shape, or form to experience these things we're talking of here? Why do you think it's a good idea?
So, if you open this miraculous inner eye of wisdom, which is your third eye, that is the eye of illumination. So, it's the key to spiritual awakening. So, if you want to evolve spiritually or have experiences of higher spiritual perception, the third eye is the key to that. Also, it will give you greater confidence because you can discover your true purpose, because that is the seat of the inner teacher of inner wisdom. You can tap into greater wisdom as you realize that that is the source of all wisdom. You're able to communicate with your higher self through the third eye. You
Yeah,
can have access
it's
to,
sort of a
you
way
can
to
have
move.
access.
Yeah, it's sort of a way to move away from your ego mind instincts or physical life and to get into a deeper truth which can help you have peace and, as you said, confidence, greater love, and a greater understanding without so much judgment and blame for what goes on in the world, and a greater way to use your resources and talents to give out into the world the beauty that's within our inner essence or prana or chi or ki, right? At this force that connects us
Absolutely.
to the physical world. Now let's go on to the symbolism associated with the third eye. I found this very interesting. Tell us something about the symbolism and the pictures that you had in your book showing some of this.
Okay, well, the reason that the pineal gland is called the pineal gland is it looks like a tiny pine cone or a beehive or a corn stalk, basically. So this pine cone symbolism you're going to find throughout the world, throughout the ancient and modern world. And the largest religious monument in the world, which is called Angkor Wat, is found in Cambodia. It has colossal domes that are pine cone shaped. And this pine cone shape, also you're going to see that adorning the head of the Buddha in statues throughout Asia and pictures throughout Asia. The very largest pine cone statue in the entire world is found in the Vatican at the Court of the Pine Cone, which is flanked by two peacocks that represent resurrection and immortality. And that pine cone also is on the staff of the Pope. He wields a staff with a pine cone on
Now,
it.
isn't that beautiful?
In addition,
Yeah, so what it really is showing us that these symbols reflect important connections to the earth and universal life, and it honors both our physical and spiritual lives, and it should be recognized by religious groups as well. All religious groups should emphasize this sort of duality of life, our physical and our spiritual essence, so that we can know more about who we are and why we're having this physical life in the first place. But they don't always focus on that. They focus on the stories, and many people are not so aware of their soul or energy life. They're aware of their physical life and the stories and what the books tell us and the belief systems and the structures, but that takes us away from our inner knowing and our heart-based soul reality, which I think it's very important for more and more people to be connected to. And your book showed that, and almost all the guests on my show are interested in people being aware, not of the separation, but of the unity and oneness of our being. So I think these symbols that we're talking about show that very clearly. Now, how is the third eye referred to in the Old or New Testament of the Bible?
There was only two references that I found in the Bible that are connected to the third eye. One of them was in Genesis, where Jacob wrestled with an angel, and that's in Genesis 32. And it says in the Bible, and Jacob called the name of the place Peniel, meaning face of God. That's the Hebrew word for face of God. For I have seen God face to face, and my life is preserved. And as he passed over Peniel, the sun rose upon him, and he halted upon his thigh. That means he was injured because he had wrestled with the angel. So it's interesting that he called the place, he named it Face of God. And the reason that's interesting, Cheryl, is because of the fact that when people open their third eye, they're able to see the face of God. They can see divine beings, deities,
Yes.
other worlds, other beings. They're able to experience their higher self. They're able to experience God. So you can actually see the face of God through the third eye. That is a one of the references in the Old Testament. In the New Testament, there's one reference, and that is Jesus said, "The light of the body is the eye. Therefore, if thine eye be single, thy whole body shall be full of light." So he was referring specifically to the third eye there, and he was also referring to one-pointed intention and attention, which I is one of his major teachings, having to do with manifestation.
Yes, and you also say the third eye is the only chakra with the vibratory sound Om in its
That's
nucleus.
correct.
And
That is correct,
that's
yes.
why every yoga tradition, every spiritual tradition, every meditation group work with that sound, because we are trying to open up this most important chakra so we can download the wisdom of the universe, God, source, universal energy, whatever you wish to call it. It does exist,
Exactly.
and we can all connect to it. As I say, this is not for some people. I mean, when I started to have experiences, this was the furthest thing in my mind. I was on a very physically oriented life path, business, and believing that perhaps this was all that existed, this physical life. I wasn't particularly religious. And when I started to have many, many experiences, I said to myself, well, you're a pretty smart girl. You cannot discount what is actually happening, because this seems to be the reality. And many of the other beliefs that I had, or what I was taught, were not at all viable any longer. So I think it's very important for us to follow our heart-based instincts, intuition, and to learn the truth about who we are as a very powerful beings of love and creation, and not to waste so much time, thinking it's not possible. anything you think is possible will ultimately be that way. So we want our listeners to focus on that. We want to create and think many, many things are possible, and indeed they are. So let's go on to another term you use in the book, which I was not really aware of. It's what is trepanation?
That is actually a very strange practice that they found throughout the world. And it is basically boring a hole in your skull. It's very strange. But
it's an ancient tradition. It was used in ancient cultures.
Really, you see the skulls throughout various cultures. Peru is one place. They found a lot of skulls that were bored that had these holes in them. Also in France, there were quite a few that were recovered. There are certain places throughout the world where you'll see these skulls that have holes in them. And there was a book called The Third Eye that came out in the end of the 1950s. And it was a book in which this trepanation, this skull boring, was described in vivid detail. And strangely enough, the guy who was influencing the Beatles at the time that they were popular in the 1960s, his name was Magic Alex, he was trying to convince the Beatles to get their skull bored so that they could open their third eye. But in any case, this book called The Third Eye was quite popular. It was a really big best-selling
book.
Yeah,
the author was Cyril Huskin. I have it in my notes here. Cyril Huskin wrote that book called The Third Eye. And well, he was talking about a young Tibetan monk called Rampa, who at 8 years old underwent this procedure. And
exactly.
Who saw spirals of color and light. He was kept in a darkened room for a while after that. Mm-hmm. And the operation did open his third eye, and he was clairvoyant after that. And his mentor said to him, "Now that you're like us and you have experienced this, for the rest of your life you will see people as they are and not as they pretend to be." In other words, he'd see their true soul and nature and not the ego-based personality they might have been projected, which is a great gift in a way to know. But I think this is pretty extreme. I will say to you that the other night on television, there was an actor, and he had a hole in the center of his forehead, and he looked like he might have come from the Eastern culture, you know. And I looked at it and I thought to myself, that's kind of strange. That mark that he has, that mark that he has, there's not. It's something happened to make it so. Maybe he had a procedure like that. But I would suggest to all listeners that you can do this without that. You can have this opening and awareness in other ways. And if it was used for, you know, if you had to have surgery for some reason and that helped open up the third eye, that would be okay. But this maybe is a little unusual.
Yeah, I please don't try this at home, folks. Let's put
right.
it that way. But this is supposedly, I mean, it's there are some people who actually really believe in it, and they do it, and it is being done. There's a guy in Holland.
So it is still being done.
Movement, but I don't
well,
recommend it.
That's like people, you know, they tried drugs to open up their third eye. Many people have done many things in search of greater wisdom and a higher awareness of spirit and universal. It's okay. We're going to say however people determine to live their lives, it's their choice, and there's no judgment, and this is something that if it's being done somewhere and people don't suffer and they do get a benefit out of it, who knows? I would opt for it, but, you know, we cannot judge what other people do. Now, I wanted to read something you wrote. Throughout the ancient and modern world, this third eye seated in the pineal gland has been named divine eye, all-seeing eye, mind's eye of the soul, inner eye of illumination, eye of wisdom, eye of Horus, third eye, eye of providence, eye of God, sixth chakra, ajna chakra, and brown chakra. There are untold benefits to opening your third eye. The eye of wisdom and intuition is literally your inner teacher, and by awakening and developing your third eye, you are opening lines of communication between your ego self and your higher self. Now, you talked about that before. So what are, again, some of the benefits a person who is able to do this, some of the benefits
right.
that they might
right.
have as a result?
Exactly. So you are able, because this is your inner teacher, there's a planet, Jupiter. Jupiter is situated in the third eye. Each one of your chakras is associated with a planet. The planet Jupiter is associated with your third eye, and the Sanskrit word for Jupiter is guru. So your inner guru is literally in your third eye area. So that's where you have access to your higher self, to inner counselors, to divine beings that will guide you on your pathway. You can receive wisdom from these inner teachers. You can ask them questions and get answers to your questions. So then you're able to make decisions effortlessly with complete confidence and commitment and certainty and assurance. So you know you're on the right path, doing the right thing, because you're in touch with your true destiny, your true path and purpose of your life. In addition to that, you have clarity of mind in all endeavors. You develop your psychic and intuitive abilities. You have spiritual development, higher consciousness. You have greater inner peace, fulfillment, contentment, and joy. You can see through illusions and perceive reality. You can see the truth about things and have discernment and discrimination.
Oh, I like
You're
that
able
word.
To develop
discernment and clarity. Yeah, that's wonderful.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You're able to develop your spiritual gifts of subtle sensory perception, prophecy, direct voice, clairvoyance, clairaudience, perceptions, all of that.
All very desirable qualities, right? All wonderful, desirable qualities that will help you actually be healthy and more vibrant and live a positive and more fruitful life. So I think it's wonderful, and I hope that through yoga practices that people are now very involved in, and helping our children to also become involved in these exercises where they can begin to download all this wonderful intuition and make it part of their daily life. I think it's the way of the future, and I'm hopeful that more and more people will find their way to what we've discussed today. I want to thank you, Dr. Susan Shumsky, for a thoughtful, highly detailed examination and deeper insights into valuing the third eye, intuition, and illuminating our inner view of an invisible world of energy, multiple dimensions, alternative realities, and spiritual worlds filled with light, compassion, love, and a peace that can only be realized from within our soul's essence. For more information and to purchase this book, go to drsusan.org.
And also my other website, divinetravels.com.
Thank you. In summarizing today's episode of Healing From Within, we have examined in depth the third eye, discovering the importance of awakening this energy vortex to develop supersensory perception by various traditional and non-traditional methods, both ancient and modern. The goal is to use all knowledge and awareness to ultimately refine our thinking and our behaviors or negative emotions, so we may access all parts of our spiritual and physical realities to surf the world of eternal life and create what is most advantageous to our development in this lifetime, and to assure that the human condition and our world benefit from the wisdom of the past brought into our present world experience. As Susan wrote, "Here's the big secret now revealed. Once you have attained a state of pure serenity by sitting quietly and taking deep breaths and being in deep meditation, it is time to do something that people generally never do while in a deep state of meditation. Ask Spirit to help you open your third eye. or asks for a spiritual experience. Ask for a divine being, deity, or being of light to appear. Call upon that being by name. Ask for divine guidance, or ask for healing, for love, for light, for inspiration. Ask a question. Stay in a neutral state of awareness without expectation, strain, or concentration. Be open to receive, but without seeking any outcome. Susan and I would like our listeners to know that this connection to your spiritual source and inner energy will open up doorways to universal wisdom and enhance and improve all aspects of your physical and spiritual needs. But first, remember, we are all spiritual beings having a physical life, and when we awaken from the ego or mind-based approach, living merely in the physical realm, we will realize our true divine nature and identify more fully with our divine self. You will come to know, I am that oneness, I am that wholeness, I am that God being that is who I am. Trust yourself, love yourself and others, and become the divine spark of creation that connects us to all of life. I am Cheryl Glick, host of Healing From Within, and invite you to visit my website, cherylglick.com, to read and hear about leaders in the metaphysical, scientific, educational, and medical fields, discuss universal energy and our more prolific view of evolution, allowing for substantial new insights into modern-day issues, which will eventually lead to personal and world improvements. Thank you.